Vayter in Shas Perek Sanhedrin Daf Yud Dal, picking up 22 lines down. First one in line is Vekiblu. Second is Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Ain smicha b'chutzarts, there's no smicha in chutzarts. My ain smicha, what does that mean? Ile mid the low dini dini kenasos klal b'chutzarts. You want to say that we don't dan up dini kenasos? Any idea with kenas and chutzarts? Well, we know that's not true because we have a Mishnah Makos that tells us. Vatanan Sanhedrin noheg is bein ba'aretz ben chutzarts. Sanhedrin can be both in Eretz and in chutzarts. Which means that why would you think they're able to do it? Of course they can. They can do krasos. Elad lo samchin b'chutzlaretz. What that means is that we don't give smicha outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now pshita somchin b'chutzlaretz v'nismachim be'aretz. It's obvious that if the people that are giving the smicha are in chutzlaretz, and those that are getting the smicha are in Eretz Yisrael, ha'amrin and delo, that we know can't happen. Right? You can't have it be that the guy who's giving the smicha is outside and the one who's getting it is inside. That's pushit. Ella somchin ba'aretz. What happens if the somchin, the one who's giving the smicha, they're in Eretz Yisrael, v'nismachim mechutz la'aretz, then my, what's going to be the din in such a case? Says Rashi, ima somich omid ba'aretz. So let's say the one who's giving smicha is in Eretz Yisrael. V'nismach omid ba'avel, he's a ba'avel. V'lesa gabe somich, he's not next to him. Mima hani kilu ise gabe, is it like he's there, b'shas smicha? U'matzi le'meidan b'chutz la'aretz, g'idan in Eretz Yisrael, therefore, it doesn't help at all. What's going to be the din in such a case? Tashima, Rabbi Yochanan Avi Mistar, late Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, the Lohavi Gabayo Lismecha. He was sad because he wanted to give a smicha, but he wasn't near him in order to give it. Rabbi Shimon Ben Zerud, Vchad the Imei, or Shimon Zayn, someone that was with him, Uman, who's that? Rabbi Yonasan Ben Achmai, Vamri Losam Ser, Rabbi Yonasan Ben Achmai, Vchad the Imei, who is that? Uman, Rabbi Shimon Ben Zerud. So one of them was not there in front of Rabbi Yochanan. One wasn't. Chad the Havi Gabayu Smachu, the one who was with them, he gave him smicha. V'chad the Gabayu lo smachu, was the one who wasn't, he didn't give him smicha. So what happens over here? We see that in order to get smicha, it's got to be you're with the person who's giving it over. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Oshaya, Hava Komeshtakid, Rabbi Yochanan lemismichinu. Rabbi Yochanan, he wanted to give them smicha. He was very excited. He wanted to be able to do it. Rashi says Machsor Mitzapa l'somcho. He really wanted to be able to give it to them. Lo mistaya milsa, but it wasn't able. It just wasn't to be. It didn't work out. It says Rashi can show you etzlo leyom motzi shnayim should start with him. When we were with them, there weren't two others to be mistayif. L'samcha v'non t'lasam and we said you have to have three. Back in the Gemara, how we come and start? Tuvin was really upset. Amrulei, so Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shaya said to him, lo mistayim mar. Don't worry about it. Da'anan mi the base Eli kasin, and we come from base Eli. The Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachman Amar Rabbi Yochanan minayin shein nismachim base Eli. How do we know that you don't give him smicha? Rashi says sheinim zochim leos nismachim. They're not zocha in order to be semikized. Shenemar lo yezakin bebeischa kol yom. You can't have a zakin all the days. All of the days. My zakin was a mizakin. Elim is a good man. Should be there's someone who's going to actually live for a long time. Says Rashi Baba Yamim. We know the pasuk says straight up that they're not going to live long, right? That we already know all the grown children in your house will die when they're men, when they're young men. So we know they're not going to live for a long time. Says Rashi, kishaboyin lechal anoshim ben shmonas rishana lamalei lemahader u michtavei. Right, so they're not going to make it. Ela smicha must mean what's it talking about? It's talking about smicha. Says Rashi, shafilu chachamim aboyim lechal zikna kigon. You see this? Even those that would normally go and die, they could be able to make it to an old age by learning and by doing Gemilas Chasadim. That's not going to be Bechaper. Avon Meschaper hu betoru Gemilas Chasadim. Mikol makom lo tehi toris zikna aleihem liyos ru'uyim l'Sanhedrin. Okay, zak the next Gemara. Rabbi Zer have a mitmar lemismichei. He would go and hide to not get smicha. The Amar Rabbi Lezer, he said, Le'olam have a kavil v'kayim. A person should be kavil, Rashi says, is afel, like afel in the darkness. He shouldn't be seen. And then what will happen? Then he'll live. V'kayim, v'tichya. Right? Stay away from Rabbonos because it brings, you know, it buries its owner. That's what Rashi says. Kevan de shama laha, the Amar Rabbi Lezer. Then he heard. The Rabbi Lezer said that Ein Adam Ola LeGedula, a person won't reach the state of Gedula, Elim Kein Mochel Lokol Bonasav, unless he forgive all of his sins. And Amsi LeNafshe, now he pushed himself to try to get Smicha. He said, Mechul Rabbi Zera, Shari Leha, Sharu Lehachi, when Rabbi Zera became got Smicha, they sang a song about him and they said, Lo Kechal Velo Shrak, Pirkus V'Yalechein, without makeup of his eye or of his face or dyeing his hair. She radiates grace, right? So this is something which is done, as she says, At weddings, this is Shir Hula Kala Noah for beautiful Kala, Shamay Leschein Belukisha. She's beautiful even without any makeup. Kisapul Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Sharlu Lachi. They're saying the following Kol Min Dain, Smokolan. Anyone like this, anyone like this, they should give him smicha. In other words, these people are ro'oi, so get smicha, they're so choshev. Says Rashi, Kokomi Ekomo Elu, Vechirot Vehen, no, you smokh and lanu, Shiruyan, him, smicha, they're very for it. Lotus Bulano, Lo Misar Mitin, Velo Misar Misin. But don't give smicha to the Samitin or Samisin, says Rashi. It's like people that like flip over and they don't give any time of the Torah, or it's something that they don't give a proper reasoning for what to do. V'armila some say lo machmisin v'lo mirtumisin. Says Rashi, again, that is chamasin shemonim milomer taimi Torah. They're like thieves because they don't give the reasons for the Torah. Tumisin lo asparis, they don't explain what they're doing. Rabbi Yavoh, ki Yavosi, Mizmisif to the Bekesar. When Yavoh came from his yeshiva to the house of the Kesar, he had business there. Nafki Matronisa de Bekesar, and the woman of the home would come out and sing. They would sing Mishari and Lay, Rabba Da'ame, the prince, says Rashi, the Nasi of the people, Midbarna de Umse, that is the Manig, the leader of the people, and Butsina Denora, he's as bright as a lit candle. Brich Masach Shalom, may arrival be in peace. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah. Back to Bav Beis. Arifa Segla B'Shlosha, that is when they do Egla Arufa, that is the dead bodies found between two cities right in the middle. They do this whole procedure where they take the calf, this cow, and they do it, and they chop out they chop the back of its neck. So Arifa Segla B'Shlosha, it's got to be three, according to B'Shimon, and five, according to B'Yehuda. So now, Tanu Rabbanon, V'yatsu Zekeinecha V'Shoftecha, the pasuk says, your elders and your judges shall go out. Zekeinecha Ishtayim. Shnayim, Shoftecha, Shnayim, Vein Bezin Shakla, Kevin Bezin Shakla, Mosif and Lenocha, that is another one, and you end up with Harikan Chamisha, five. Divri Bihuda, Shabbi Huda. Shimon Omer, Shimon Omer, Zikinecha, Shnayim, that's two, you have to have two judges. Vein Bezin Shakla, Mosif and Lenocha, the North Bezin Shakla, so you had another one, Harikan Shoshan, I have three. I, Rabbi Shimon, I have Shoftecha, my Evidly, what do you do with Shoftecha, which is another two that was used in order to make it five? He needs that to teach that the best of their judges, they're the ones who have to be part of this process. Rashi Shayu Mizikne Sanhedrin Gedola. He learns it out from Zikne Zikenecha. The Torah could have said Zikne. In fact, it says Zikenecha. So therefore, we dash it out more from that. Rabbi Shimon Mizikne. If it's from Mizikne, have a mina, Zikne a shuk, it could be elders of the shuk. Right? Regular judges that are not a part of the Sanhedrin can be part of it. Therefore, he wrote that, then no, it's got to be the chashivah ones over here. Vikasiv Zikenecha, and if it would have written only your elders that have a mina Sanhedrin Kitana, it means a small Sanhedrin of 23, which means it's got to be from the Sanhedrin Hagadol. The Rabbi Huda Gamar Zikne Samachu Zikne Aidas Yehudam Esidayim. He learned out the Gezerah Shava between these two words from the Pasuk, and the elders of the Kihila shall lean their hands. Well, lean their hands. Mala Halim Yuchadin Shabi. The Avkam Yuchadin Shabi Ziknacha. Just like that's the best of the Aida, this is the best of your Zikanim. Now, the Gemara says, E Yalif. Leilef kula me'asam. If you really want to use the gzeir shava between the leaning and the measuring, then leilef measuring of egalarufa. So then leilef kula me'asam. Let it learn all out from there, right? Including the idea of the five judges. Zikenecha v'shoftecha lamali. Why do I need zikenecha v'shoftecha to teach five judges, right? Yehuda didn't. Didn't learn out the Gzeir Shav at all. Ella Vav Vishoftecha Liminyana. When it starts with Vav and your judges to get to the number of judges, basically he's agreeing with Rav Shimon that the word Shoftecha, that your judges means to be Sanhedrin Hagadol, and the letter Vav is coming to bring you to the amount that are there. Rav Shimon Vav Lo Darsh, he doesn't darshan the word, the letter Vav. Okay, so now we have this machlokus, whether it's, about how we explain the word shoftecha. So that says Gemara, Elamiata, Vyatsu Shtaim, Umadudu Shtaim. Every time you're saying plural, you're going to add another two. It says, and they go out, that two, and Umadudu, they measure, is that another two? Rabbi Huda, Reitisha, so it went from 5 to 6, 7, 8, 9. Rabbi Shimon, from 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then it went to Rabbi Shimon, Shiva. That we need in order for that to teach. They have to go out and not there, Shlichim. Umadudu, and they measure Shafilu Nimsa. Beep, turn the page, you're the element base. Ba'ali La'ir, even though he finds out that it's clearly closer to one of these cities rather than the other, Tzarech Lasas B'Medina, still they have the Chiyav to be doing the measuring. So therefore, these words are not extra over there, but they're used to teach us those particular things. So it's not 5 and 7, but 3 and 5. Masni, said our Mishnahs, the Loki Aitana Zan, will go according to the following Tana, the Tanya, one Tana Brysa, Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Vyotsu Zekinecha Vishoftecha, the Pasuk says, your elders and your judges will go out. Zekinecha Zusanhejin, Vishoftecha Zemelech. V'kohen gadol melech, t'chsev melech b'mishpat yamid oretz. Melech because can mean king, because it says the king through justice establishes the land. Kohen gadol, t'chsev u'basa l'kohanim l'vim v'la shofet. So that's where you learn from. So first we said it's just the Sanhedrin. Now we say it's also the melech, also the kohen gadol. Is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov arguing in one of our Mishnah's dinim or in two of them? Is that what he's arguing? He's holding like one of them, whether it means 5 or 3. He says, you have the entire Sanhedrin there. Let's see. Let's say you have a Zakin Mamre. That's one of the greats over there that doesn't accept the ruling of the Sanhedrin Agadah and continues to dine according to the way that he goes. Now, this is bad news. You don't mess with that. Matzan abeis pagi v'yirmin aleim. If this Zakin Mamre, this rebellious Chacham, found the Sanhedrin abeis pagi and rebelled against them, abeis pagi is literally what it means, is the place of the animals, piece of equipment that goes over the animal's head. But the reason why it's called Bispagi, this is something that goes around the wall of Yerushalayim. And the reason it's called this is because it protects, just like this protects the animal's head and holds it and takes care of it. So too, this is the same idea, right? The big going around Bispagi. So Matzan of Bispagi, and he says, Zondinim, he's being murid. Then what happens? Yachalti Amra, so Amra. You would think his rebellion is considered a rebellion according to the din, and therefore he should be killed, which is what happens with the Zakimamre. Tamalom of account of Elisa the Makom. So he says, get up and go to the place. Melamed Shamakim Garim. That the place where is the thing that's going to cause this guy getting killed. But if you ignore the din somewhere else, then he doesn't get killed for it. The Nafik Kama, how much of the Sanhedrin's judges have left the Lishkas Agazis for Beis Pagi in this case? Elim Mixos, and if you want to say that it means that some of them left. Obviously, we wouldn't kill this guy for that. Because maybe the people that were still there agreed with him. Therefore, it's possible that the Chacham was agreeing with the majority and not rebelling. So why would the Braisa potter him from getting killed just because the Sanhedrin ruled outside of the Lishkas Agazis? Ella Pshita Nafakula, must be that all of them went out. Now, Lamai, why'd they all go? Elim and Dvar Shos, because, you know, it's a Rishos to go out. They could have gone if they weren't Chayev. The Mimats and Afghan, would they all have gone for that? Voksiv, Sharirech Agan Hasahar Al Yechsar Mosak. The Pasuk says that your navel is like the moon-shaped basin, let not the strength of the blend diminish, which is saying that the minimum of 23 judges has to stay in this because during all the time when they're paskening. So how could it be that all of them left for some other reason? Elipshita Dvar Mitzvah, one for Dvar Mitzvah. What's that? Lav Lamedida, Lamedidas Egla. Isn't it talking about do measurements of the Egla Rufa? Rabbi Lozab and Yaakov, the Amr Kul Sanhedrin, right? And he's saying that everybody needs it, and therefore comes out that is Rabbi Eliezer is arguing on everything over here, not only three or five, but you the entire Sanhedrin there. Amar Le Abaye, lo. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean that all the judges have to go out for there. Kigon Shiyotzel Hosef Alayir Valazaros. There are other reasons why they may be leaving the area. And that is that they're going to go ahead to add to the city of Yerushalayim or to the Azaros, the courtyards of the Beis HaMikdash. Kidin Lala Mekal HaMishnah. We learn our Mishnah. In Mosifan Alayir Valazaros Alayir Beisid Shal Shiv Mechad Yiz Beisid Shiv Mechad. So we don't have a Raya over there. Viter. Well, let's try again. Tanya Kavizir of Yosef, of Bryce, who supports it. With supports of Yosef, that according to Brother Yaakov, all the judges on the Sanhedrin to go measure. Matzah na beis pagi v'himri aleim before the Pesach, he was more against them. He passed against them. Kegon shiyotzlum didas egla or lahosiv al ir lazar. So add that into one of those things over there. And so you see, even going for the egla, also you need them. Yachol shihemra samra. You think it's more samra. Tamal lomer v'kamtov at least al makom lamisha makom garim. But at the end of the day, we do see that they go to measure. The Brass is clearly saying that there is such an opinion of you, and that goes according to Yosef, that they all went out. They argue on everything. Next part of the Mishnah, Netarivai, Umayser Shani, Shain, Dum of Yeduin, Bishlosha. And Dum of Yeduin, so we said Netarivai is at the fourth year fruit, and we know that that has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. I'm sorry, no, that was a mistake. I'm right. That stuff is eaten in Yerushalayim, and you can take it off and switch over the Kedusha, like you could do with Maaser Sheni. And Maaser Sheni, Shein Dam of Yeduin, you don't know the value of it because it rot or something, so you have to appraise it by three. Tana Rabbanan, Eza Maaser Sheni, Shein Dam of Yeduin. What is that talking about? Perish, Sherekuvu, the stuff that it became rotten. V'yayin, Sherekum, a wine that became sour, Umo, Sheyachlidu, or coins that rusted, so you don't see the value. Tana Rabbanan, Maaser Sheni, Shein Dam of Yeduin, Podonos, Obashoshal Kuchos. In the case of Maaser Sheni, you don't know the value. You redeem it, the value at which it was appraised by three lukuchos, by three merchants. Says Rashi, Sochem Bekiyim Beshuma, these ones who are experts in this evaluation. Avalob Shlosha Shen Lukuchos, not those that are not experts. Afilu Nachri Echadman, even a guy can be one of the three who is evaluating it. Afilu Echadman Bailim, and even if one of the three is actually the owner, it's still going to work. Boy. If you have these three merchants and they put their money into one wallet, mao, what's going to be the din? Oh, is they have this business partners over here. Can they be appointed as three appraisers or not? Right, because they brought their money in together. They also have, right, they have the same opinion about what's going to work. Touch them all. Let's take a look. A man and his two wives can redeem Maaser Sheni whose value is not known, because the value at which they themselves appraised, they don't know how much it is, which proves that three business partners are able to go in to do it. Dilma says, when I sent a riot, because Dilma, Kegon Rapapu Bas Abba Surat, maybe those wives didn't share the earnings of their husbands, like Rapapa and his wife, and the daughter of Abba Surah. So therefore, you don't have a raya. Says Rashi, Ish Eshes Rav Papa, Kedem Rishuvas Perkei Linayus Amar Papa Amar Li Bas Abba Surav Aisa Osel Atzma. Gemara Rishuvas, a woman's allowed to reject her husband's support, and then they don't share the pot over there, and that's what happened here. Next, like Deshes Bishlosha, when you're consecrating things, they have to be with three people when you want to redeem them. Three consecrated stuff that you want to redeem. My sister, the Lokidai Tana, doesn't go according to the Fun Tana, the Tana Melted by Serbi, Leah Serbi Yaakov Omer, Afilu Tsinora, Shel Hekdish, Tsricha Serbi, and Eldon Liftosa. Even a Tsinora, says Mazlik Katana, small fork, Chetovim Bozov, that you sew with it, that you spin with it, gold. So you have a gold spinning fork that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, these 10 people to evaluate it if you want to go and redeem it. Amalei Papa Labai Abishlam Abelazar Ben Yaakov Damer Kishmol goes going to this Shmuel Damer Shmuel Asara Kohanim Ksuvim Paparsha. 10 Kohanim are written in the section of this Torah that are dealing with the being podeh, things that are hektish. Right, the word Kohen comes up 10 times, which is telling us that 10 people have to appraise part of this land before it's redeemed. Okay, now we understand Abelazar Ben Shmuel also, just like Shmuel learns these ideas. to tell us that consecrated land has to be appraised by 10. So to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he learns that it's been 10 consecrated kadosh metaltolin also has to be appraised by 10. Eli Rabbanon Shlosha Minolu, according to Rabbanon of the Mishnah, so where do they get three from? V'chi teima d'chsev, if you want to say, oh, I'll tell you where they get it from. D'chsev behu Shlosha, if you want to say that they learn it from the three references of the coin written by this section, by metaltolin, things that are metaltolin, can't be, because karkos, d'chsev behu arba'a tiski ba'arba'a. Then since the word coin is written only four times in the section dealing with hektish land, four people should be enough to appraise it. But since four is not enough, it has to be the number of references to the coin in a specific section that didn't say how many are actually needed. If you want to say, yeah, four is enough. The Alama Tanan, why is it a Mishnah Karkos, Tish of a coin? Why is it nine and a coin? Okay, so Elamai. So what, how do we understand that the land that has to be done by 10? The Mashlimei Behu Asara, because the four references of the coin bring the total of them to 10. It's mash limit to 10. Right? The coin is mentioned six times in the two portions that are before this one discussed in the land, and therefore this is mash limit. This is the mash limit behu shita liboy shita. So if that's the case, and since the three mentions of coin written in the section by metaltolin bring it up to six, let's say that you need six to do it, why is three enough? And for the Gemara, Kasha, good question. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great day.